To me, software assurance, and to the industry as well, is confidence that the software, the hardware, and the services related are free from intentional or unintentional vulnerabilities. In other words, there are no undocumented features. And you want to make sure, too, that the software functions as intended. And I'll also add, you want to make sure that the software does not function as unintended. And that goes to being able to exploit vulnerabilities and make the software do things you don't want it to do as the ultimate end user. But as a hacker, you might want to have it do things that it was not ordinarily designed to do. And I'll make a distinction between software assurance, which deals more with security and code quality, and software integrity. And by software integrity, what I mean there is that malicious code is not intentionally inserted in the process of building the code or at any time when the code goes through the supply chain. So software integrity deals more with supply chain risk management as opposed to the actual software development.
So the cybersecurity questions would come under software assurance more so than integrity or both?
Actually, both. Okay. Now, I don't want to be a Cassandra and say the sky is falling. Software assurance is a critical component, but I don't want to sit there and say there are a bunch of adversaries that stay awake all night long and deal with the supply chain issues and try to infect us that way. The most likely way infections are going to occur are through vulnerability discovery and vulnerability exploitation. So that's what you have to be on guard against. And in order to do that, you have to make sure that your software is developed properly, properly being defined as defect-free as possible during the building phase. And I will quickly add that software vendors, the major software vendors in America today, are doing a significantly better job at producing high-quality software, software that is not completely free, but reduced free of unintended consequences type software vulnerabilities.
Because software, ultimately, you buy from a black box because you give the functionality requirements and the other requirements, and what you get back is a bunch of code, but you haven't really been there while it's developed. So that's where some of the lack of assurance begins, right?
Well, that's in part true. But what you want to do is buy from a reputable source and also make sure that that reputable source is providing software that's been developed by a reputable company. You want to buy new software, obviously, because the newer the software, theoretically, the less likely it is to have defects designed in, either intentionally or unintentionally, or stalled or installed during the production process or the supply chain process. So just like when you're buying food or buying anything that you really care about of high value, you want to buy from a reputable vendor and a reputable product.